Thank you, Mr. President, and allow me to first to echo those who've spoken before in congratulating you on your assumption of the presidency and assuring you of our full support in that endeavour as well. I just wanted to provide a brief overview of some of the contributions Australia has been making in support of implementation of this protocol. We're very committed to supporting implementation of the protocol and other international action towards a world free of explosive remnants of war. And we continue to provide a range of forms of assistance in support of efforts to eradicate explosive remnants of war consistent with this protocol. Last year, our total expenditure on mine action, including in relation to ERW clearance and related issues, was approximately $5 million Australian dollars. We fund a range of international agencies working globally across all areas of mine action, including clearance, risk education and victim assistance. These organisations include the GICHD, UNMAS, the ICRC and Humanity and Inclusion, formerly known as Handicap International. We support specific bilateral programs supporting clearance work and other aspects of ERW action in affected countries. In 2016, we contributed 3.5 million Swiss francs to UNMAS's activities in Iraq, and we're providing a further 8 million Swiss francs to UNMAS's Iraq project over the next 3 years. In addition to our contributions to UNMAS's mine action in Iraq, we'll provide 6 million Swiss francs over 2 years starting this year in support of UNMAS's mine action programs in Syria. Furthermore, Australia is now providing renewed support to efforts to clear ERW and other forms of mines in Sri Lanka. We've recently entered a new partnership which will provide over 500,000 Swiss francs in assistance over the next 2 years to the Mines Advisory Group and local NGO Devlon Assistance for Social Harmony. These new bilateral programs are in addition to our existing five-year, $6.5 million Swiss franc project in Cambodia, which builds on a long partnership with that country's peak body for monitoring and coordinating mine action activities, the Cambodian Mine Action and Victims Assistance Authority. In addition, in 2017, we also provided 375,000 Swiss francs to mine action programs in Colombia, supporting a range of different organisations, UNMAS, the ICRC and the Gender and Mine Action Programme. Finally, we've made a range of contributions in recent years to victim assistance efforts consistent with the provisions of this protocol and supporting organisations such as the ICRC, Movability Campaign, Humanity and Inclusion and the Disability Rights Initiative in Cambodia. I'll speak more about our contributions on victim assistance in tomorrow's session. Thank you, Mr. President.